KN6 FLNN6 GRG.
Yeah, KN6 FLN, go ahead.
Yeah, I thought you were 5-8. I thought you were following me over to 5-8, but I switched in order. I don't know what's going on with this radio. I thought you were following me to 5-8, but in order to do it, I had to switch radios, and it took me a while. I was playing with the radio, trying to get it to work over there.
Oh, okay. Do you have 5-2 there?
Well, this radio's got everything, if I could just figure out how to make it go to all these different things.
Yeah, I understand that. No, I heard you check in there. I had to swap out SDRs, and I'm down there in San Jose now.
Did you hear that 5-5 thing?
Yeah, that's where I heard you check in, and he was doing roll call there. What I was end up doing here was the SDR over here at Shingletown is locked up. I think there were too many people that I tried to get on there, and I was in line, if you will. So I just swapped and went to San Jose, and that's how I heard your phone call.
What do they call the one in San Jose?
Oh, boy. Let's see here. Hang on, just let me check right quick. Okay, it's, it doesn't really say right here. I'll have to back out of it to go, it don't say, Mike.
Well, that's kind of a strange one. It doesn't say. Maybe you're just not looking at the right place. They always say. What's on the screen? Just read me some of the stuff on the screen.
Yeah, I'm sure it's well. I'm not looking at the right place because I'm looking at the waterfall right now. But I'm gonna give you the idea here. Okay, it's KIWISDR with switchable antennas. And the last I heard it was coming out of San Jose, or the last I figured it out. And that's about all on the screen. You have to put your call sign in. For the other one, you don't, but this one here, you do.
Okay, you stumbled into the Kiwis, and the Kiwis have some of the best receivers out there, and it's worldwide, as you can see, if you went down the list and stuff. If you, up in the top line, you know where the address is, if you just clicked on it, make it all turn blue, and then type Kiwi, KIWI space SDR space KFS, that's Kilo Frank Sam, space southeast, you'll get a really good one off of there. Because there's so many, that's the easiest way to get to that Kiwi SDR KFS southeast. Just to put it in the address line, and it just Google brings it up.
Yeah, hold on just a second. Let me get a pencil here. I got this one working. Tell you what to do. Okay, give me that address again there.
Okay, it's not really an address, it's just a line to put into the address, where the addresses go on your street. and you just type Kiwi, K-I-W-I, space, Kilo Fox Sierra, K-F-S, space, Southeast, space, S-D-R, space, in that line, like as if it's an address. And when you put something in like that in the address, Google will search for it. And then it'll say, well, you want the Kiwi KFS Southeast SDR, and you click on it, and there you are. You're there.
Okay, I'm sorry about this, but it's Kiwi. Now, you got to talk slow, because I'm not that fast of a writer, so try it again. Just slow.
Kiwi, just like Kiwi spelled, space, Kilo Fox Sierra, KFS, is the next three letters. Space, Southeast, or just SE. SE will work. Space, Sam Delta Romeo, SDR, space, and click return, and it should come up.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, we'll click it in there and see what happens there. But yeah, this one here, it's reached, I guess those guys have reached all the way to San Jose, though.
Right now, I see it's giving me what they call the omnidirectional, and I've kind of suspected that that was what was going on for a while, even though I was telling it I wanted to southeast. At Kiwi, the KFS system, Kilo Fox Sierra system, down in Half Moon Bay used to have use all the antennas that were there, because they're old antennas that are built out of steel and have huge towers. It's a whole huge array of antennas that they were tapping into. And back when they had it set up as the southeast one, see, you could make it a whole lot easier if the southeast one's not going to come up. You could make it a whole lot easier by just typing KFS space SDR, and the main KFS SDR will come up just by doing that on Google.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I want to say that, no, that wasn't Half Moon Bay, that was Monterey. I got into Monterey, but that was, that's way down there. So then I seen this one in San Jose, so I just put a shortcut on it, so I just click on it.
Well, the KFS SDR, primary main SDR, is probably the main one that's coming up right now. And I don't, yeah, if it doesn't say Kiwi, then that's the main SDR. And it's a single antenna for all bands. And you can click on whatever, the first page, you can click on whatever band you want. You don't have to put your call letters, but you can if you want to. And you can work on almost every band from that one SDR.
Yeah, well, this one here, every time I go into it, you got to put your call sign in. And but that's a big deal. And then I can select from 10. Always, I can't say 6 because I can't remember if I had 6 in there or not. But I do know it was from 10 all the way to 160, I believe.
me look. The Kiwi one might be, but the regular one is only 80 through 10 meters.
Yeah, let me check. You're probably right.
Well, see, you can't check without being at, now, like, I have the Kiwi on here also, the one where you have to put your call letters on. And I can tell you, let's put my call letters in, and I can tell you what it does.
Yeah, see, this here, it shows where, what is, LF, MF, and then it goes 160, 160 meters on the amateur, all the way to 110.
Yeah, that's the Kiwi. I see the same thing. It has 160. On the top line, when I get to the Kiwi Southeast Kiwi SDR, KFS Southeast Kiwi SDR, the first thing it does with, if I don't put a band in right off, is it takes me to a thing called WWB, which is a time, and that's at 10.00000.00, which is 10 megahertz.
Yeah. Well, I never get up on 160 anyway, so, I mean, it doesn't matter. But yeah, that's, I don't know, maybe they don't have enough bandwidth over here at Shingletown or not. I don't know what's wrong with it, because sometimes it comes in really good, works really fine, and then it freezes, and then when I kick it out, come back in to refresh it, it shows that there's three people in the queue holding, so that means it only allows so many people on at once.
Yeah, and you know, it's just a privately run SDR, and a lot of what you're looking at has to do with the fact that you're looking at internet. Who knows where he's getting it from? If he's got Starlink, it'll have maximum internet, but if it's not, it won't be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. All I did was I stumbled onto it, and I put in SDR for my area here, and that's what it came up with. Actually, it gave me a map, and all the SDRs that are on this map, all over the United States, look pretty good. And, you know, like I said, I don't, it just described the antenna loop he had, oh, you know, whatnot, stuff like that. I mean, you know, it's not to worry about it, but this one here is working.
Well, one thing that these SDRs will help you with is, like, when you're trying to talk to your son in Oklahoma, the way 10 meters works, in other words, when you get up in the higher frequencies, it doesn't matter what your noise level is like or anything like that. What I'm talking about right now is what they call propagation, and propagation can make it so that 10 meters will reach one state but not reach the state right next to it. That's propagation. And these SDRs help you get around that problem.
Yeah, I understand that. That's, I guess it was yesterday or day before yesterday. Day before yesterday was pretty much dead. Yesterday was really good. There was a guy down in, on the other side of Sacramento. I couldn't hear him, but I could hear the guy out there in Wisconsin or whatever. Matter of fact, I talked to him. And like you said, that SDR, you can hear over that if you had it.
Well, I've got the regular SDR in one ear right now, listening on 10 meters, and I've got Kilowatt Whiskey or Tango Whiskey? Yeah, Tango Whiskey. Blasting into that SDR while we're talking right now. Now, I might not be able to hear him on my HF radio, but these SDRs have these huge antennas and they can hear things that you can't hear anywhere else.
Yeah, I hear that. No, I understand what you're saying there. Well, with my little antenna, you know, I mean, shoot, I think it's all about 20 feet or something like that. I don't know, I didn't measure it, but something like that. But, you know, what's really interesting about it is that, you know, like those guys in Wisconsin and especially Texas, those dudes, they got some big antennas. They got box antennas, beams, and I forget what all they were talking about, running kilowatts and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm just running 50 watts. I'm doing half what the radio can do. So, I mean, it doesn't make any difference. I probably turned down 25 watts and get the same result.
Well, when you're talking about the different antennas, the only way to beat an SDR system antenna is with a big, what they call a beam on a tower. They will beat it. That's where if you go to 14.3 megacycles, you're going to hear a bunch of different stations all over the country that have those beams most of the time, and they're the net controls. So that will, but they will put out calls like from Massachusetts. They'll say, well, I'm pointing west, or I'm pointing towards California. Any stations out there wanting to check into 14.3 net? And basically, that's all it is. It's just people checking in. They have a few conversations, but generally, it's people checking in. Technically, it is a marine net, though. It's a marine net. And so they're supposed to be listening for boats and calling for boats. They don't do that as much as some of the marine nets that I pay close attention to.
Yeah, let me identify KN6SLS. Anybody need a free stay here? Okay, I didn't hear anybody, Mike, so I guess we're good to go. KN6SLS. Yeah, it was funny, that guy in Texas, I talked to him 2-3 times. I mean, he's got it. He's a retired police officer down there. And then there was a guy that I talked to. He has a good station. Is a professional, what do you call it, steel guitar player. He played for some big names. And actually, he's been up around for California. We had a short chat there a couple of days ago. And I was coming in on the backside of his beam. And I was doing, he was doing about a 5x3, something like that up here. He turned the house around my way, and he was blasting me out, you know, 5x9, 5x10, however you say it. You know, he was just filling her up.
Yeah, and the beam I have, if I had a tower for it, it would do that on everything from 10 meters to, well, 22-10, 20 meters. I think 20, 15, and 10 is how it's set up. It's four elements. It's huge. Takes a lot of tower. I'm going to try to put it up on a pole, but I won't be able to make it directionally move around without just using a rope to pull it around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, like, you know, believe me, when you talk about stations down there in Texas, of course, now I'm in the RV business, or I'm not in the RV business. I've been around a lot of them. When people from Texas come to Quartzsite, you're talking, Jesus Christ, I thought I had a good rig. When you look at them, it looks like I'm in the poorhouse. I mean, they have they haul their toys and their cars in the biggest trailer that I got. And they have basically semi-trucks with their, I guess what I'm saying is their camper is a body load on a semi-truck, if you get what I'm saying. And so I can imagine what their stations look like down there.
Well, sometimes this repeater, when conditions are like they are right now, weather-wise, might not be getting as much solar as normal. I think it's going to get solar tomorrow, but we could switch over to 5.8.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to run over, I'll wait on you. I'll run over there now. I didn't hear you say that you were going to move over there. So yeah, I'll wait on for your call there on 5.8 there.
Okay, I'm going to put a different portable on, and I'll be there. Should work. N6PRG.
KN6, SLN code.
N6PRG, QSY.